ready.
Well, good morning to you. I'm Don Wayne, and I'm your host for the next 60 minutes on a program that we call As I See It. And it's not really about me, it's about you, our callers. And we invite you to call us with really what's ever on your mind. Call us at 800-313-9443. We're missing an opening theme, but we're going to get to all that corrected. Yesterday was our first show. This happens to be our second show. A couple of items in the news that we want to talk about. Again, if you want to call and join in this conversation, the number is 800-313-9443, and we certainly invite you to join in. But here's an interesting article that we picked up this morning. It seems that hate crime laws certainly haven't gone away. You know, there's no more dangerous threat to America's freedom than so-called hate crime legislation. The infamous McCain-Feingold bill is a classic example of really suppression of freedom of speech. And yet the Republicans are seriously considering nominating him to run as their presidential candidate. But that's an aside. In this busy election year, we really don't hear much, do we, about the battle over free speech. In fact, if you really want to think about it, we don't hear a whole lot about anything, do we? All you have to do really is ask Ezra Levant. Ezra Levant is a defiant Canadian publisher who had the audacity to print cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Now, it's certainly okay to display Christ in a bottle of urine, as far as the liberals are concerned. That's an expression of free speech, isn't it? But if you dare print a cartoon of Muhammad, that's a no-no. And on cue, just exactly on cue, a Muslim filed a complaint with the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. And Levant was forced before a government agent for interrogation. And he was told not to record the meeting for whatever reason, but he went ahead and did so anyway. You know, that's my kind of guy. Ezra Levant, go. He should get a cookie for that. The government asks Levant his intentions before publishing the cartoon. Get that word, intentions, before publishing the cartoon of Muhammad. And Levant asked another whether a certain intent would be illegal or could be in any way considered illegal. Well, of course, the agent was evasive, but you really have to love Levant's response. He said that he published the cartoon to exercise his inalienable right as a freeborn Albertan to publish whatever the blankety-blank he wanted to publish, no matter what the blankety-blank this bureaucrat happened to think. And he said, the only thing I have to say to the government about why I published it is because it's my bloody right to do so, Levant said. And it's my right to do so for reasonable. Am I boring you? Get on the telephone. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. And join in the conversation here. It's not my intention to really want to do a monologue here with you, but join in and give us your points of view on anything. Doesn't have to be what we're specifically referring to here, but anything that might be on your mind. Well, anyway, Levant refuses to concede that his political beliefs affected the legality of an action. It's hunting for a thought crime. Anyway, give us a call, 800-313-944.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals tools your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, we're back. And just speaking with Carrie on the board in Texas. And, you know, I was so proud of a theme song that I had chosen at great length, taken great pains to select, and a very patriotic song called Green Beret. And if Michael or Chris is listening out there, it'd be nice if we could get it really up on the air so that we can all enjoy it. But anyway, not to put too fine a point on this, as we were talking about Ezra Levant had this run-in up in Canada about his publishing a cartoon. How dare he, to quote Clinton. Did you see that little piece about Clinton where he stood up there and said, how dare you? How dare he stand in front of a grand jury and lie to the American people? Enough said. Okay, so we're not talking about Stalinist Russia or Saudi Arabia. We're talking about Canada, England, Pennsylvania. You know, fierce attempts are being made out there as we speak to silence politically incorrect beliefs, especially those of conservative religious believers, most importantly Christians. They're finding scary success as we go along. Okay, now talk to me. Get on the telephone. 800-313-9443. Whatever's on your mind, certainly there's a lot going on out there. We encourage you to call. You don't have to agree with what we're talking about. Your opinion is yours, and, of course, you're entitled to it. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the hate crimes thing. Another thing that appeared in the news today that's of interest, I think, and appeared in WorldNet Daily. And it says that over half the birthing facilities in the state of Ohio are now being equipped with what's known as an RFID infant protection system. Now, what it's placed on, as I understand it, is placed on the infant's ankles as they're born to prevent them from being abducted from the hospital or from being given to the wrong mother. Well, I can see where there might be a reason for that. The Verichip Corporation, a publicly owned company in Delray Beach, Florida, is marketing this device through its wholly owned subsidiary, Xmark, a Hugs brand name. It's a bracelet. It's a bracelet that they put on the infant, and they put the same device on the mother's wrist, as I understand it. The RFID tag is attached to an infant at birth, an ankle bracelet that's detected by monitors positioned throughout the hospital. Well, I suppose there are incidents where that would be reasonably put into effect, but critics, and I agree with these critics, they charge that the Verichip is a system, is really an intrusive technology, and it's an intrusive solution to a problem that's quite rare. So what are your thoughts on that? Call us. 800-313-9443. As we take a look at some more news here this morning, you know, you hear a lot about interest rates going up and down. They're very unstable. Well, a well-known stock market commentator this week, just this past week, said that there's been no growth in the money supply for 2 to 3 years. Well, is that right? He also suggested that the recent increase in consumer credit is a positive economic development. Well, we don't know that, do we? Here are the facts. At the end of November, the latest date for which current data is available, the most common measure of the money supply, which is known as M2, has risen a whopping 11.4%. I'm not an economist, but that seems like a pretty good jump in the amount of currency available out there, and it's not just currency, but it's risen 11.4% since November of 2005 and 16% since November of 2004. Well, what do you think about that? Give us a call, 800-313-9443. We can talk about it. That or anything else, the election, the trouble along our southern border, et cetera, et cetera. But you just put a kind of a fine point on this Fed thing. Just in case you wanted to know, the M2 money supply, it's the total amount of currency, coins, and traveler checks that are held by the public. It's balances in commercial bank checking accounts, balances at credit unions, savings accounts, certificates of deposit on accounts less than $100,000, overnight repurchase agreements at commercial banks, and non-institutional money market accounts. So that's what's known as the M2 money supply, which has risen. Now, that's important because it has to do with our everyday lives in the sense that it sort of controls how interest rates are raised and lowered. Now, a broader measure of the money supply, the MZM money stock, has risen at an even faster rate over the past few years. For example, as of November 30th, MZM, am I boring you? We encourage you to call. I don't want to make this a monologue here, but the number to call is 800-313-9443. Talk to me. Any subject that might be on your mind this morning. Boy, there's a lot to talk about. We'll talk about the elections, too. But anyway, this broader measure of the money supply, the MZM, has risen 18.2% since November 30th, 2005, and a whopping 20.8% since November 30th, 2004. So that indicates that the Fed is running pretty footloose and fancy-free when it comes to printing up currency, doesn't it? So you can see that the money supply has clearly grown over the past few years in this country, so you're probably thinking, why all the talk about the money supply? And the answer is this. When the money supply increases, short-term interest rates will decline. And when the money supply decreases, short-term rates tend to rise. Got that? When the supply increases, the interest rate short-term tend to decline, and when the money supply decreases, short-term interest rates in this country tend to rise. So, there you have it. The election, Michigan, coming up. We have Mitt Romney and John McCain that are virtually deadlocked, according to the most recent polls. And then we switch, and of course, Romney, this is a must-win for him. That's, after all, his home state. His father was governor of the state of Michigan. So he really has to win, doesn't he? And as far as McCain is concerned, McCain has this advantage, I think, over any other of the candidates, either on the Democrat or Republican side, and that is that he sort of appeals, doesn't he, to a wide range of political opinion, all the way from conservative to moderate, even to the liberals. As author of the McCain, I call it the infamous McCain-Feingold bill. But anyway, they're in a deadlock. And the possible repercussion or the possible result of a Romney loss in Michigan could mean the beginning of the end of his candidacy, although he's got the bucks, hasn't he, to continue as long as he wants to in this campaign. And money can buy him a long way. And then if we look at South Carolina, of course, Obama, where about 50%, as I understand it, over 50% of the Democrat vote is the black vote. And he's way ahead. He's running way ahead in South Carolina. He's running something like 45 or 46% ahead of Hillary Clinton's 30 or 31%. So it's not even close in South Carolina. So that's going to be interesting. And as far as the Democrats are concerned, and then if you want to look at the Republican side, we've got Fred Thompson, who must win. This is really a must win for Thompson. And the reason being that it's a southern state, and he should be winning. And I guess the majority of the pundits are saying, well, although it's maybe not really a must win, even if he comes in a close second. But either way, that could have the results of that election in South Carolina could have disastrous results as far as Thompson is concerned in his campaign. And then, of course, there's Ron Paul, and there's just a lot of issues hanging out there. And I just wish that in these debates that the questioners would be a little more specific, don't you? I mean, if you follow these debates, you oftentimes wonder if these questions aren't a little bit contrived or something. You get into this brouhaha that's facing Obama and Hillary Clinton. She made the statement that LBJ was responsible for advances as far as the civil rights movement are concerned. And, of course, the Obama campaign responded saying that what a slam that was to Martin Luther King, who they think should be given the proper role and credit for whatever advances were made during that era of time. So they have their little brouhaha going. So it's getting kind of interesting, isn't it? And we can sit back here and we can just observe the various candidates going about their daily business. Florida coming up. And we'll be back. But call us, 800-313-9443. Back in a minute.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Give us a call. 800-313-9443 if you want to join in the conversation. You know, I was thinking the other day how why George Bush will not, absolutely refuses to do anything about the invasion or southern invasion at our southern border. There has to be a reason. And, you know, when you think about it, according to the United Nations Charter, there's a statement in there somewhere that talks about a world without borders and so forth. But you have to almost go all the way back to the Skull and Bones Society. Of course, not only was Bush 43, but his father, Bush 41, was a member of the Skull and Bones Society at Yale University. Skull and Bones, of course, worshiping Lucifer, among other things. And so you ask, well, did you know when you... I mean, to be very honest, I voted for Bush in both elections because, to me, the alternative was unthinkable. And so when 9/11 occurred, no one in this country, I don't think, was any happier than I was with Bush's reactions toward 9/11. But in my humble opinion, we should have gone over there into that sandbox referred to as the Middle East and really shown them shock and awe. Remember, we heard all that talk about shock and awe. I touched on that briefly yesterday for a little while. But you know, if you're gonna send our military into action, we should put them out there with no restraints. I don't mean that the way it sounds. I mean we can't shackle our military and expect them to accomplish their mission out there. It's just silliness. And yet the Democrats want to shackle what's it known as the torture treatment anyway, boarding. And yet we know from testimony that we have learned vital secrets using this system that have saved American lives. So how in the world can any conscientious American, particularly a legislator, be opposed to it? Unless they're basically down deep opposed to America in general. And, you know, as you really think these things through, sometimes it's a conclusion that's hard to escape. It's an inescapable conclusion that that oftentimes we wonder whose side the liberals are on. They're threatening to withdraw or withhold certain funding from our troops that are over there putting their lives on the line every day. How patriotic is that? And you know, when you think of these things, you wonder if the fire of freedom in the gut of so many people in this nation hasn't been put out. I mean, look at our founders, what they sacrificed to make it possible for us to live under this, what I believe to be divinely inspired constitution, a constitutional republic. But in any event, when you're looking at this thing, it sort of all ties together if you understand the mechanics of the forces of evil that are within our borders, and I can guarantee you that they do not wish our nation well. Let's take a look. For example, you've heard of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and so on and so forth. And these are offshoots basically of the Bilderberger Group, which is an offshoot of the Illuminati, which goes all the way back to 1776. Incidentally, as we all well know, the date of the founding of our country. So they've been around. This Illuminati has been around ever since the origins of our nation. And what is their objective? Their objective, essentially, and I don't think this is anybody who studied the subject, I think, would agree with this. Their objective is the ultimate destruction of America as we know it. Okay, so now, with that as sort of a premise, where does George Bush come in? Where's the link there? George Bush is really a puppet on a string. He's a puppet on the string of this Illuminati-inspired Trilateral Commission and Council on Foreign Relations. Years ago, when I was a weatherman at a television station in Bismarck, North Dakota, a newsman that I was working with was appointed a press agent for the late Senator Quentin Burdick. And he went to Washington. And when he came back, he said that President Johnson never, ever make a decision unless you would hear the words, "Let's see what the boys downstairs have to say." What do you think he was referring to? He was referring to the people that, to this day, to my knowledge, still have their offices below the Oval Office in the White House. And it's the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and of course their offshoot is the Trilateral Commission. Now they're one-worlders, to a man. They're all one-worlders. And I would, you know, it might not be a bad idea before you cast your blood-purchased vote for any of these candidates is to inquire, hey, are they members of this super secret society, which does not have the best interests of our nation at heart, to say the least? And I'm referring again, of course, to the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. And are these people that I'm willing to vote for and to entrust with the reins of power in our government? Are they members of this organization? Think about it. Give us a call, 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, I'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. We've been touching on a subject that I'm sure many listeners of RBN are more than familiar with, and it's the CFR, Trilateral Commission, and I'm sure that the subject has been well discussed and well aired out. But, you know, that doesn't take away from the fact that every president, interestingly enough, every president going all the way back to John F. Kennedy has been a member of this organization. With one exception and one exception only, and that was Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was not a member of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. And the significance of Bush as his running mate was that Reagan picked him, I suppose, because he thought he would help him get elected. But Bush had to resign his membership in this organization to get on the ticket with Reagan and so forth. But with that exception, President Ronald Reagan, all of them have been. People wonder how Jimmy Carter from Georgia rose from the ranks of a relatively unknown peanut farmer, no slight there intended, to become president of the United States. Oh, boy, where did he come from? Where did Jimmy Carter come from? Well, not only does this Illuminati influence affect our present presidents, but also it affects the media. It seems that they have control over the media to the extent that they can get anybody elected or de-elected that they want to. And it's really sad because it's a shadow government. They act as a shadow government in this nation, once great nation of ours. And if you wonder why we're doing nothing, and here's the link. I brought up the link with the southern border. If you wonder why that we're really the Bush administration is doing nothing, essentially nothing, to repair our southern border and to secure it against this horde, this what amounts to an invasion, pure and simple, of our southern border. And if you're asking yourself and scratching your head wondering why the administration is doing nothing about it, even after the Congress allocated multiplied millions of dollars to build this fence. Incidentally, we're building fences and highways and doing electric generators to the tunes of billions with a B dollars over in Iraq. That should give us all pause, huh? But the point is that the reason, and this is not the only reason, but it's a pretty darn good reason when thinking about the lack of activity or lack of doing something about our southern border, is that to the Democrats, illegals are cheap votes. And to the Republicans, illegals are cheap labor. Pure and simple. There it is. And of course, if you read the United Nations Charter, where it very specifically lays out their intent that we are to be a world without borders, and Bush being an avid one-worlder, you know, I wasn't aware of that so much. And as I indicated before, and I say this unashamedly, I voted for Bush because, again, let me reiterate, the alternative, in my opinion, to any clear-thinking person was utterly unthinkable. I couldn't imagine a free people with a free voice electing the ilk of John Kerry. And that same thing applies to many of the candidates, not just some of the Democrat candidates, but some of the Republicans as well. So continuing on in that motive or that frame of thought. And incidentally, if you want to join into this discussion, you're more than welcome to do so. Your views are welcome. The number to call is 800-313-9443. And we have a caller. We have a caller on the line, so we'll get back to our subject in a moment. But it's Carol. Carol in Utah. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
I would like a list of the people that are members of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. I think that would be very helpful in our campaign for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that everyone except he is a member of these organizations, but I would like a list. Would that be possible?
You know something? We should get a list. That's an awfully good point, Carol. Have you done any research at all on these organizations?
Well, yes, but I had a list. But,
you know for a fact that Ron Paul is not a member? I mean, I'm not questioning your comment, but I mean, do we have it sort of confirmed that he's not a member of the Trilateral Commission?
That's what I would like to know.
Yeah, okay. So that's a good point. And you know something? You've given me a project to do. I'm going to go down to the public library of resources and get a list of all of those that are members, and it's going to be, you know what, that's going to be very revealing to all of us.
It is. Even governors, our local leaders, we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
That would be the most helpful thing I think the Ron Paul campaign could have.
Not only the Ron Paul campaign, any campaign.
Any campaign.
Because any campaign. Because I would almost have to tend to agree with your thought there that Ron Paul is the only individual running for such high office in this country that's not a member. But you know, that's one of the reasons he's going to run into a lot of difficulty, isn't it, Carol?
Oh yeah.
Because he's not a member. He's not a member of the group.
But then we would have something substantial to present to the people.
Yeah. Well, let's do that. That's a good suggestion, and I'll follow up on it. What we may do here is get together a list, and then anybody who wants a copy, we'll just send them out a copy.
Right.
And they'll have that. They'll have that so that they can look at it, and they'll know the. They can separate the wheat from the chaff, so
Absolutely.
To speak.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Carol, for your call.
You would be very helpful if you could do that.
We're going to do that, Carol. I can guarantee it.
Thank you.
Because it's a wonderful suggestion, and we thank you for calling in. Anyway, getting back now to the topic that we were discussing before Carol's call, and that was the almost irrational lack of action along our southern border. Let's face it. More than 70%, according to the latest polls and so forth, more than 70% of those Americans polled want our borders secured. And I don't think there's any more significant issue facing all of us as a nation, as a people. I mean, we're going to be losing our sovereignty. Think of it this way. And this has nothing to do with a racist comment. But unless something is done, for example, the pundits will admit reluctantly, not the pundits, but the government sources will admit to what, 12 million? There's 12 million illegal aliens actively working or whatever in this country, raising havoc along with it, supposedly paying taxes, which they're probably not. But that aside, if they'll admit to 12 million, wouldn't you sort of guess that number could well be two or three times that? Hey, John in Tennessee. How are you, John?
Good morning again, Don.
Good morning to you, sir. Nice to hear from you.
Well, thank you. You asked a question whether or not Ron Paul was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I've heard from his own lips. He has said no, he is not. He said he's not a member of any secret organization. But
well, then how do we
not.
Get him? John, how do we get him elected?
Well, here's what I was going to say. You know, that's the million-dollar question. We work hard. We give people the truth, and we wake them up. But what we need to understand, and I've been doing this for the last couple of years since, thanks to RBN, the scales fell off of my eyes, and, you know, I got a truer picture of what my government is. I've been going to the Foreign Relations webpage and the Council on Foreign Relations homepage. And what's interesting to see, and I think is a pretty
John,
strong...
John, can I hold you up there for just a second? Can you give the website for our listeners if they want to go there?
Well, if you want to go to the CFR, you go to CFR.org. And I'm not sure...
That's it.
The Foreign Relations is their magazine. You can, once you get on the website, you can click on Foreign Relations to the magazine. But I think a pretty strong indicator, Don, is all of these presidential candidates so far, without exception, or the only exception being Ron Paul, has submitted an essay to the Council on Foreign Relations as to why they should be president and what they would do if they were elected. For instance, Rudy Giuliani was one of the first, and he mentioned a global order and an international system 29 times in 8 pages. He mentioned international system 19 or 20 times, the global order. He talked about a hybrid military that was both governmental and non-governmental military, and we see that now in our police forces that become paramilitary organizations. Even Huckabee, the Baptist minister, has submitted a paper for the month of January and February on Foreign Relations homepage. I printed it off. In fact, I have it here in the truck. I haven't read it yet, but I'm going down the road, and as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to read it. You know, it tells a lot. Here's my question for you and anyone listening, and this is something we need to get out to the general public. First of all, why on earth do these people feel like they need to go before the CFR and plead a case with them unless the CFR has more power to put them in the Oval Office than the electorate does? something else we need to do, and I've done it here in Nashville. I've called this so-called Washington insider here in Nashville by the name of Steve Gill, who was in Washington in one of the president's administrations. I don't know if it was the first Bush or who it was. But I asked him on the air here, have you ever been approached by the CFR? First of all, I asked him, are you a member? He said, well, no, I'm not. I said, have you ever been approached? He says, well, I don't know. I get a lot of mail. I said, well, Steve, here's a question. Have they ever asked you or invited you to join? And he would not answer. So realize this, too. Yes, there
are. Well, John, that's his answer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And basically, government. Yes, they are in media. Yes, they do set foreign policy in this nation. And we need to be vocal, and we need to expose them for what they are, which is criminals.
That's what we're trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do here. That's what so many of the voices on RBN are trying to do.
Don, it's easy to do on RBN. We need to be active. We need to be vocal. Mm-hmm. We need to our local talk shows. We need to put editorials in the paper if they'll print them, and I doubt they will. We need to let people know that we are losing or already have lost much of our ability to govern ourselves. Thank you.
Oh, you know something that the Supreme Court, they had a little exercise on C-SPAN not too long ago. Maybe you saw it, John. Maybe you didn't. But what it involved was this, the actual Supreme Court justices sitting on this program, and the question in front of them was, are the American people able to govern themselves any longer? And the consensus, and these were both liberal and conservative justices, was no, they are not.
Well, look,
you know, when we go...
happened when they built the Federal Reserve. That's we basically became we're paying for our own ability to be slaves. We are giving.
Absolutely.
Think about
it. These are subjects that we're John. Now these are all subjects that we're going to be getting into, and we're inviting your participation and all the other callers out there that are tuned in to wherever they are, whoever they are, wherever they may be, to join in this discussion because this is for real. This is serious.
One more thing.
This is what's going to define our nation's future. Is our nation's future going to be dictated by illegal aliens, or is it going to be dictated by clear-thinking Americans?
Well, get your ammo at RBN. Then go shoot your ammo on your local radio.
Yeah. Thank you. John, I got to let you go. I've got another caller. I'm talking to Chad. All the way up in the great state of Alaska. Chad, how are you?
Hi, I'm. One reason I'm calling is because I can direct people to a place to get the current CFR roster. And that would be www.vyzygoth.com. That's www.visigoth.com, and he always maintains the current CFR roster.
Well, you know, you have me at a slight disadvantage here, Chad. I'm new to this. Yesterday was my first day here. Specifically, may I ask you, Chad, what are you referring to? I'm sorry,
you were talking
I'm not
to a lady, and you wanted to know who was in the CFR, and I'm telling you where to get
yes,
the list.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. So can you repeat that then for any of our listeners that may not have gotten that? Because that's important information.
It's visigoth.com. That's www.vyzygoth.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that input, Chad.
And
don't be a stranger. Call us back.
Well, I got another comment.
Okay, go ahead. Make it brief.
We haven't been governing ourselves since the Civil Rights Act of 1866, since everybody has signed up to become U.S. citizens, which are federal subjects and which have no rights. U.S. citizens are totally subject to whatever the federal government's will and designs are, and we really can't govern ourselves until we release ourselves from that subjectation.
Okay. Chad, let me ask you this. Are you aware, can you tell our listeners what the gold trim around the American flag indicates?
Well, some people say it indicates admiralty jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
I've studied that issue quite a bit, and it's kind of cloudy, but there is a lot of...
There's a school of thought out there that suggests exactly as you just indicated, the admiralty provisions, which would essentially nullify our Constitution.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not operating under our organic azure Constitution anymore. We're operating under a corporate charter,
right.
Which is, we have the Constitution for the United States of America, which is the organic, and then we have the Constitution of the United States.
Whoa, we have to run, Chad. Thank you so much. Back in a minute.
Okay.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. I don't like to waste a whole lot of time with buffer music and so forth and sort of get right to things. We've still got a couple of minutes remaining on today's show. If you'd like to join us at 800-313-9443, that's our number. In response to this trilateral commission debate, there's no debate to it. You know, there was a time when if you brought up the subject of the Trilateral Commission or the Council on Foreign Relations, people would sort of write you off as a flake of sorts. Because then as now, although now it isn't quite as bad, because there are organizations like RBN and so forth where the truth is getting out. The truth is starting to be heard. And as our Lord said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if there's nothing else that we as citizens of a great nation can do, it's to get all of these subjects out on the table and discuss them. I don't mean yell and scream and holler. I mean in a very, very appropriate way. Not attacking anybody personally. That's a cheap shot. And I'm guilty of it myself occasionally, and I always regret it. That's no way to conduct a discourse on issues as serious as those issues that are facing our nation today. And I think you'd agree with me that the issues that we face as a body politic, as a nation today, with our young men and women serving overseas in that sandbox called the Middle East. And if I may digress for just a moment, we have a president of the United States who I cheered loudly on 9/11, as I'm sure most of us did, most of you did, because he did the right thing. We had to respond. Our nation was attacked. Over 3,000 Americans were brutally killed, murdered by these demons from the Middle East. But that said, we didn't follow up. We've been there for over 7 years. My Lord, over 7 years we've been involved in the Middle East. And if you listen to George Bush, he'll tell us that we're trying to, quote, democratize Iraq. Well, here's the thing. When you talk about the Middle East, it's important that you look at it from a biblical perspective, because the problems over there are biblical in scope, are they not? We're going back to something that's as ancient as the Old Testament issue between Isaac and Ishmael, are we not? Remember Isaac, the son of Abraham and Sarah? And then remember Ishmael, the father of the Arab nation? He was the illegitimate, or bastard, to use the biblical term, bastard son of Abraham and the handmaiden Hagar. From whence came the Arab nation? And there's been a friction between those forces ever since then. That's how long this dispute has been going on. More on this tomorrow. Thank you to our callers. I'm Don Wayne. You have a super day. Later.
Since 1988,